Now, if you're at a total loss for what to watch for at the World Cup or why it even matters, David Goldblatt is here to sort you out. He's the author of The Ball is Round, A Global History of Soccer. He's blogging the World Cup for Prospect Magazine, and he joins me from the BBC in Bristol. Thanks for being here.
Hi, good to be here.
So I understand your bags are packed. You're headed to South Africa tomorrow?
I certainly am. I'm flying out tomorrow and I'm staying for 23 days at the World Cup. Going to capture a little bit of the atmosphere in the few days before the tournament finally kicks off. And then I'm going to travel around 6 cities, 10 games, and try and get a fan's eye view of the global festival.
David, obviously you're speaking to mostly an American audience right now, and so a lot of our listeners will be familiar with the teams, but there are many who will not be. What are the teams that people should be paying attention to or looking out for?
Well, I think, I mean, in terms of favourites, it's, you know, Spain and Brazil are clearly in a different league to everybody else. Now, that by no means makes them, you know, surefire for anything. You know, these tournaments are terribly unpredictable. You never know who's going to get injured. But I think Brazil and Spain are the people to watch. Brazil, I warn those who are not familiar with today's Brazil, this is a very disciplined, workman-like team, coached by Dunga, who was the captain of the team that won in 1994. And while that team and Dunga, you know, were praised in Brazil for finally bringing the World Cup back there after a 24-year absence, there was also considerable disquiet about the style and the feel of play, too mechanical, too physical, too orientated to winning at all costs. So there's a bit of a schizophrenia there. Brazil would, of course, love their team to win. I mean, I think, you know, for fans of free-flowing and fantastic passing football, Spain are the team to watch. They really do have the most immaculate midfield and the most sort of exquisite accuracy and flow to their passing.
David, I got to ask you, what about the US team?
Well, I expect good things from the US team. I mean, I think the US come in, you know, towards the bottom of the second rank of teams. You know, they're not Argentina and Brazil, but, you know, by no stretch of the imagination are they New Zealand. I mean, you know, will it be the US that turned up in 2002 and played just supremely well, or will it be, you know, the US of 2006, which disappointed? I mean, my guess is that we're going to see a US team of the 2002 vintage. They're going to be terrifically organised. They're going to be terrifically disciplined. They're going to be very difficult to break down. They're going to have a game plan that every player on that team knows. And while that's not necessarily, you know, the world's most exciting football, you can go a very long way in a tournament playing like that. So I'm expecting good things of the American team, and I'm expecting great things of all, of course, the travelling American fans. I mean, more Americans have bought tickets than any other nationality.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Apart from
South Africans.
Yeah, apart from South Africans. And I think that's fantastic. There's a whole body of people in the US who love their football, who like it in the US, but also are incredibly knowledgeable about football in the rest of the world, have a kind of quite broad and sophisticated understanding of their games. My only disappointment with American fans is they don't seem to have quite sorted out how to sing yet. But that aside, you know, that's going to be one of the pleasures. I expect to meet a lot of very interesting American folk on my travel.
That's David Goldblatt. He's the author of The Ball is Round, A Global History of Soccer. He joined us from the BBC in Bristol. David Goldblatt, thanks so much, and hopefully we'll check in with you in the coming weeks.
I do hope so. Thank you very much.